With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining me now, Frank White on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Frank, thank you for joining us tonight. How are you?
Oh, Max, I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me. I always appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, it's always fun to visit with you and Steve Winfield and the whole gang. And I got to tell you, if... one of the things that's concerning me coming out of COVID, and you'll have the answers for me, we've talked about participation numbers in baseball falling, particularly in the inner city. And now we went through a summer last year where everything wasn't accessible and it was out of sorts, and there were some seasons, but they weren't the traditional seasons. What are we seeing? Are you worried about depressed numbers for baseball, particularly amongst the inner city community, or what are you seeing from where you sit?
Of course, we're seeing depressed numbers in the inner city, but I think across the board for us this season, I think we're pretty much status quo. And it's interesting that the younger age groups this year are down, but in our especially the 15 and under age group, last year I think, Mike, we had like about 8 teams in our RBI program. This year we've got 22. I can't give you a reason for why that happened, other than kids just, you know, turning that magic number. Our 15 program is 13, 14, and 15 year olds. So did we have an impact with kids turning from 13 to 14? I really don't have an answer for that, but that's a pleasant surprise. In our oldest age group, 18 and under, I think we had last year 12 teams, and we're right about 11. So those two age groups are holding really well, but it's our younger groups, our 12 and under, 10 and under. Those are the programs that we're surprised that our numbers are literally down. And some of that could be, you know, families aren't yet ready to release kids into those programs, to be outdoors and that kind of stuff. You would think that would be the case. I don't really have the clear answer, but I'm pleasantly surprised that overall we're about the same numbers. We're status quo. We've seen some increase, but we are down. I think the other piece is that, unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to have an 18 and under girls fast pitch program this year. We've only had really two teams sign up, and so I'm worried about that age group. We've seen a decline in girls softball, not only in our program but in the traveling programs, and then also the Minneapolis and St. Paul schools, their softball programs, the numbers have declined, and so girls sports, or at least in softball, is down a little bit. So
is there any way that you think, you know, when we start talking about, you know, baseball is too slow, baseball is this and that, and we hear this, you know, everybody's been talking about that for a long time, as we get the kids introduced and the attention span seem to be shorter, and yet the RBI program has flourished to a large extent. But have you found, is there a right way to introduce kids to baseball that'll keep them coming back?
Mike, I wish I could tell you. Yes. I mean, as we continue to try, as we continue to talk with coaches, hustling in and out and the things that to help speed up the game, clearly, baseball is a boring game, and we tell kids that. And as we're coaching, we're mentoring, and we go through practices, I mean, you know, you could be an outfielder, you know, and you might not see an assist or a play, a put out for a couple innings, you know, and so baseball truly could be a boring activity, for different position players, and we're trying to figure out a way to overcome that. I think our practices, we're trying to be a little bit more spirited to make sure that we're not teaching kids in the fashion that maybe you and I, or maybe I, because I'm older than you are, but you know, the drills, we're trying to include every kid in a drill, and so that you're not just standing around waiting. Or if we're taking hitting practice, I like the thing that the Twins have done in the past in watching some of their warm-ups, you know, we're maybe hitting balls to people in the field, so that if the person at bat didn't put the ball in play, we've got somebody else hitting the ball, so that kids aren't just standing around. So in those ways, we're trying to make our practices a little bit more stimulating by keeping kids more active. We can't necessarily do that in the game situations, but we can definitely do that in practice, and I think that's helping us.
I want to repeat, too, a tornado warning in effect until 7:45 for Steele and Waseca County. Turbulent weather in that Waseca, Owatonna, over to Montgomery, that whole area. So stay safe. If you're there, seek shelter, and we'll keep you updated. It was an observed funnel cloud, I believe, that led to this, but we'll try to keep you posted as best we can. Tornado warning for Steele and Waseca County until 7:45 p.m. and Rice County until 8:15 p.m. So you know if you're in that area, and please seek shelter if you are in the line of it. Frank, we've seen a lot in the last 14 months in terms of the civil unrest, the George Floyd, and everything else that has gone into it that we here in Minnesota in particular have had to digest. We've been, you know, the focal point of an international movement. What do you think kids, and particularly kids of color, have learned?
Interesting question, Mike. I think as I talk to parents, as I've talked to my grandkids, Royce's brother and sister, I think there's still a caution for families of color, and that caution is to make sure that if for some reason you're in a vehicle and you get stopped by the police, you do what's being requested. You don't smart off. You just do what's being asked of you or directed to, so that you're not in a position maybe to be impacted in a negative way. And again, all police are not bad people. I've got a couple of relatives that are police officers. So I think that for families, I think there's going to be that caution, Mike, for a period of time, as I've talking to friends and the things that they're sharing, that they're saying to their sons and daughters. I think there's going to be a caution for a while until that trust can be established or maybe reestablished in terms of things that happen when maybe you get stopped. Surround yourself with the right friends and the right kids, so you don't get put in a position of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, there's a number of things that I think parents today, parents of color, are sharing with young people about those things to be cautious of.
Frank, you keep doing what you're doing. You're a great ambassador, and we appreciate it very much. Thanks for giving us some time tonight, my friend.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for all you do, man. You're doing an outstanding job, and appreciate you and CCO.
Thanks, Frank. Frank White, one of the truly cornerstone foundation pieces of St. Paul and what he does on a daily basis for all those years, and just layered on top of each other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.